وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the life or the value of life from an Islamic perspective, and we were saying how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us seriously in terms of trying to safeguard and respect and protect the life of people. Another issue is that we sometimes, a person takes the life of another person, and we spoke about that and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a severe punishment for those who indulge themselves in such an action. As sometimes when crimes happen, there are accomplices who conspire to murder a person. And sometimes there are supporters to those who kill. Now, this is a very sensitive issue that we need to pay attention to. Sometimes I am not the killer. Sometimes I aid someone who kills and takes the life of another person, like directly. Sometimes, no, I give my support to those who kill. And sometimes I give my support to those who kill without realizing it. Now, that's where I said it's very sensitive. Especially for us Muslims who live under Western governments. Now, all these Western governments, or at least, let's say, NATO, for example, because all these countries are under NATO, when they go invade other countries and they kill innocent people, and I live in America, I live in Canada, I live in England, I live in one of the European countries, who have sent their armies to Muslim countries to murder innocent people. And I don't mind it. I am living in Canada, for example, or England, or the US, and I'm supporting the US government. Obviously, I am, because do I wish for the system to crumble? Do I wish for the system to collapse? Do I wish for the system to go crazy? Of course not. I want the system to remain intact, to remain fully operational. Why? Because it guarantees my comfort. It gives me peace, it gives me school, it gives me house, it gives me medicine, it gives me that, it gives me that. So I don't want the government to collapse, a Western government. While those governments are what? Killing innocent people. Am I supporting them or not? Obviously I am. Whether I like it or not, whether I am, you know, aware of it or not, I'm supporting them. As long as I want them to remain, then I am supporting them, sadly. That's the sad truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, whether you initiate the killing yourself, or you become an accomplice, at the end of the day, you all get the punishment the same. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, cooperating in killing, no matter to what extent, will cause disappointment and distance from God's mercy on the day of judgment. It doesn't matter how you contributed to the killing. I mean, like I said, you just support itself, you get the share. Allah says you'll be distant on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the Prophet's time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a story of that, of that realm happened, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it to the extreme. Before I say the story, let us take a short break, and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we were saying that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, a man was killed in the city of Medina by a group of people, not just by one person. And no certain individual was identified as the killer. As soon as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard the news, he went on the pulpit, he went on the minbar, and he spoke and said the following. And, you know, pay attention to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, if all the residents of heaven and earth, which means, you know, as-samawati wal-ard, participated in killing a human, so the jinn, the malaika, and the humans, if they all participate in taking the life of one person, they will all suffer punishment. They will all get punished, every one of them. So we need to be very careful that we do not become among those who will suffer the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we contribute in a way or another to the killing of innocent people. So, also, forbidding murder and depriving a person's of life, of his life, is not just for Muslims, but anyone who lives under the Islamic government. So such laws are not just preserved for the Muslims to say, well, okay, so if he's a Muslim, I can't shed his blood. If he's not a Muslim, I can. So it, as long as those people, be it Christians, Jews, or at least, you know, those who don't have a faith, live under an Islamic system or an Islamic umbrella, their life is also preserved. Furthermore, it does not allow, we don't have a room or space for a person to come along and say, well, if you're a Muslim, you're okay. If you're not, then Allah has shed your blood. That is nonsense, because that it is not stated anywhere in the Quran or the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have no right to take my sword and go fishing. Why? Because they are non-Muslims, they are infidels. Such ruling does not exist in Islam at all, period. I don't care what verse in the Quran you read or what hadith you read. There's not such a notion. The only times a Muslim is allowed to fight is when he is in danger. And it is defensive, not offensive. So as a Muslim, you should not shed the life of other Muslims. You should not shed the life of the people who live in an Islamic country or at least under the protection of an Islamic country. And you should not go and shed the blood of innocent people regardless of who they are and what they are and what they believe in. So all these wars and all these killings under the name of Islam or under the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are just mad people. People who obviously lost full control of their intellect and of their logic. We'll leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على
محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله